Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner. And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch.
Did you
and
say
you can
we're
save
live?
An average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? Average nationwide annual savings survey data July to December 2020 says you'll save $470.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
That was a struggle. That was a struggle intro, Rob.
What? Leave. What are you saying? What are you, did Joe Namath, is he running the controls?
Oh, so now you're jumping on Alex.
Struggling.
No, I'm just trying to help Alex along.
He's been slow the last 2 days.
Alex, you're my man. Alex just worked me through some magic here. We're good.
Yeah, CB, I help those who help me, CB. Come on now.
Exactly.
Oh, I help you? No, I help you. You did what? That great Christmas gift I got you?
It was a sensational read.
Have you read it? Stop. Have you read it?
It was a great playlist, CB.
No, the one I got you this year. I got you a book.
No, I did read it, bro. It was fascinating.
Did you?
Of course. I loved how they talked about CB2. The beginning of all of our history and dieting, even back in biblical terms, was all about fruits and vegetables.
And you know what? You know where that book is now, Chris?
Bro, all I do is eat fruits and veggies. What you mean?
It's on his mantle, Rob. It's on his.
No, it's not. You know what it's doing now? It's propping open the back door so they can get some air at the house.
Oh, that's all right. My back door is propped open for when the mailman drops a package. I'm
hello,
for.
Hello.
That's too soon, bro.
Too soon, bro. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, already having fun, and we got a fun 3 hours for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83.
Yeah. And I want to, you know, normally TV theme song Thursday, I'm always happy and schmappy and loving every minute of it. Not today. I'm mad.
Why?
Getting my apartment painted here in Los Angeles. And that's like, Chris, when you're renting an apartment, you normally don't paint, right? Like,
right. I'm surprised to hear you say you're painting.
It's kind of like one of those things where you feel like you're at home. Before it was like, okay, I live
in
LA.
Is this a COVID thing?
Nah, I just decided that I've been here. I'm tired of the white walls. I'm going to paint the apartment.
Okay.
Not me, but hire somebody. Dude came, first of all, half hour late. That's
a
big demerit.
Do you have to check that out with the landlord and all that?
Because I've lived here 3 years, you can paint. You know why? When I move out, they have to repaint anyway. So they don't care.
Okay.
But if you were like 1 year lease, they wouldn't want you to paint. So I'm painting the living room and the dining room beige. It's only about 5 walls that need to be painted. 5.5.
All right.
How many do you think the guy painted in 2.5 hours? First of all, he's a half an hour late. Number two, he was only scheduled to be here for 2.5 hours and left. How many walls did he paint in 2.5 hours?
One.
Two.
One and a half. And there's a sliding door in the half, Chris. So basically one wall and then the top of where the sliding glass door is. That's what the guy did in 2.5 hours. And what did they do?
You wouldn't even need primer either.
No, because the walls were already white. Right, you don't have to do anything
but
paint.
That's ridiculous.
And, of course, they charge my credit card, which they're supposed to do at the end of the job. Rob Parker is not happy on a TV theme song Thursday.
I ain't paying for that.
It's too late. They got me.
I got robbed. Well, so they'll be back, tomorrow to finish? A couple days they're coming back or what? Don't tell me they're not finishing the job.
Yeah, they are, but they didn't tell me when. I haven't heard from anybody, so I'm just a little verklempt today.
They're not finishing the job, Rob.
What?
Got robbed. You know what? I'll do it, and I won't charge you nearly as much as them.
No.
I could paint. Whatever. You should have just You should have manned up and painted it yourself.
I can't paint. I'm not a painter. I'm not even a kid myself.
It's easy to paint.
Alex, do you paint? Rob G, do you paint?
I actually painted my whole house.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Rob G, I know you're not touching paint because you can't get to the ceiling on the
You know what?
Right?
Alex, get the racist drop ready. Rob, I'm Mexican, so of course I know how to paint.
Racist.
Wow. That is racist.
I painted my whole house.
In the room already. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. We got the super producer, Rob G, on the
Who's a house painter, along with the producer.
And we got our man, David Gascon, on the updates. Let's get right to it, Rob. The news of the day, Deshaun Watson, it's official now. Reportedly, he asked for the trade. He asked him to trade him weeks ago. And the story broke today. Adam Schefter broke it that it's making it official. He has asked for a trade. So now it's out there. And you've been banging on Deshaun. You wrote nasty things about him in Deadspin. You've been spouting, stuff about him on The Odd Couple. Here's your chance again. What have you had a change of heart?
No way, no how. The Texans, if they do trade them, are doing the right thing. I'm a believer, Chris. If you don't want to be a part of the organization, I don't want you on my team. It doesn't matter. This is not just directed at Deshaun Watson. Anybody who says they don't want to be there. I told you before, the one line from Pat Riley I hold dear to, I think it's right on the money, is either you're in or you're out. He says he doesn't have confidence
in
the leadership.
He said that in New York, right?
Yeah, he said that in New York, yeah. And I always said that that was—
How many championships he lead them to?
No, but it's not that. It's about a commitment you make to the organization. I told my wife that. Either you're in or you're out, and she said she was out.
You probably did use that phrase, too. Did you really say that to her?
I did. I said, Pat Riley said. And
did you think she was going to be like, oh, I'm in, honey. You know I'm in.
Hey, her loss, not mine. I'm having my apartment painted in L.A.
Right, right.
Well, part
right,
of it.
Right. Somewhat painted.
We'll ask Vincent Goodwill about that next time he's on the show. Your former nephew. Rob, I disagree. Good for Deshaun Watson. Good for you. Rob, he's been there 5 years. And you're right, and we talked about it before. They did make the playoffs 4 of the previous 6 years, so what? 3 of his years, I think?
Yeah.
They made the playoffs. But a lot of those guys are gone now. Bill O'Brien's gone, and it's kind of good riddance for him. But his problem is with the new decision makers. Not so much, I mean, I think he's got a problem with the owner too, but it's because the owner's empowered these people that Deshaun and many others don't feel in that organization don't feel are qualified. Andre Johnson, the great receiver, Rob, you know he never says anything. He never said a bad word.
It's
while
easy
he
to say now.
And
he's
tweets,
long gone.
I'm just
it's
saying
easy
he
to
tweeted.
Say now.
Don't put up with it. Tony
where was
Dungy,
he?
Rob.
When did?
Who's
wait a minute. When did he stand
in the
up?
Than Tony Dungy.
Andre Johnson played there how many years? How many years did
no,
he play there?
No, I know,
there?
But he—I think
he was silent as a church mouse.
He
was silent as a church mouse.
He's saying, "Learn from my mistakes." That's what he's saying. And Rob, I've said it before. Well, let me say this point first. Tony Dungy. You know Tony's
Chris,
not just spouting
Chris.
Off at the mouth. Tony said this was a good thing.
Is he the gospel now, Tony Dungy?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You use Pat Riley. I use Tony Dungy. So if you had used the Tony Dungy quote with your wife, you might still be married.
And then I could blame Tony Dungy.
No, but here's the thing, and I think you will feel this. You'll stick to your little narrative and your shtick, but inside you're going to know I'm right. Had Aaron Rodgers.
See, here we go. Rob G, can you crank this?
Had he put his foot down, Rob, years ago when they wouldn't give him a defense, when they wouldn't draft skill position players, he probably would have another trip to the Super Bowl.
Maybe if his tight end didn't fumble the onside kick. Maybe when they didn't win the division 9 of the 14 years he's been there, or whatever it is.
That means nothing.
Chris, you can say all that.
Oh, now
but
that means
no,
something?
But you can say all that. My only point is that once again, Deshaun Watson was all fine to sign money with the same guy he has no confidence in now. It's phony.
You know
it's
how
phony.
Much
I don't buy it.
Since he signed
I don't
that
buy
contract?
It. You want to make a real statement? He could have told that guy, I don't want your money. I don't want to be here. Then I would applaud him.
You know
to
what?
Say,
he can have
that's
both.
No, that's what you do.
He can have his cake
you don't
and
make
he
your,
can
no.
eat it too.
Totally disagree. You don't
no,
make
how?
A commitment.
It's going
to
be a fact.
You don't ask somebody to make you a financial commitment and then trash the organization. That's not the way it works.
You mad at James Harden?
Be a man.
Harden?
Stand up
you
and
mad
say,
at James
I don't
Harden?
Want your money. No,
you
I want to be
Harden?
Out of here.
You what? Mad at James Harden?
I'm
he
telling
did the same
you,
thing.
I'm telling you what. James Harden, we know what he did was wrong, the way he went out after they
yeah,
made commitments and brought in all the players.
Nobody's
no,
thinking
I'm,
about that.
I'm talking about the way you go about it. And I give James Harden credit. He didn't sign the extension and then asked to be traded. He didn't sign it, Chris. Everybody said there's
but
$50 million on the
table.
But he still
got 2 years left on his
no,
deal, Rob.
No, there was $50 million. He
no,
could have signed that deal.
More. They were offering him more. I get it. But he still
no.
has 2 years left on his deal.
No, but you're missing the point.
Deshaun
Chris, can I make
signed
this point?
A four-year deal. It's only a little longer than Harden
no,
had left.
My point is he could have signed the money, been guaranteed for that, and then forced his way out. He didn't do it. At least he had those morals to say that wouldn't be right. and everybody
Deshaun
said he was
Watson
crazy.
Deshaun Watson is an upstanding guy. He is
That's
tried.
Good.
He
I was still could disagree with what
you
he's
saw
doing.
Him.
I disagree.
You saw him when he signed the contract. He was emotional. He talked about, I love this city. My family loves this city. I want to win here. But he's seen too much nonsense. Too much nonsense. How many teams does your best defensive player go to the quarterback and say, man, I'm sorry, we are wasting your talent? That's what J.J. Watt said to him.
Chris, you know what?
That franchise is a mess.
Chris, can I tell you this? This is the biggest fallacy about wasting people's career. You know why? Because every year, only one guy wins. Does that mean that the other 31 guys didn't do anything? You can't win.
You're
There's
the
no
king
guarantee
that,
that Deshaun Watson
the
is going to win anything.
You
I mean, that's the whole
James
thing.
For getting to the finals.
No, my
you
point is.
You said it'd be worse
no,
than to get to the finals than to lose in the second round.
That, oh,
What's
Deshaun,
the difference?
It's a shame
Keep
we wasted your talent. You know what? Dan
Keep
Marino went to one Super Bowl.
I'm calling
Everybody
you
still
out.
Thought he was a great quarterback. Come on now. Don't
I'm
make it like some
you
pity
out
party
on the hypocrisy.
That Deshaun Watson has to win. Says
and
who?
Says
who? Nobody. Look at all these other great quarterbacks who never won. And you sitting around going, Deshaun Watson, they made the playoffs 3 out of the last 5 years, and that ain't good enough. We don't trust anybody here. Don't sign the damn contract. You should have said, no, thank you. I want to go elsewhere. I would have had respect for that.
You ain't even following the story. So much has changed since he signed that contract. Stop it.
And the same ownership or not? Same ownership?
I shouldn't. There's more than ownership,
Is it the
Rob?
Same ownership? I'm
so
asking
what?
You.
It's
yes or no?
It's different
Answer my question.
In the front.
Can yes
I
or
talk?
No?
I mean, you keep cutting me off. Now I'm going to do like you. Are you? Am I going to get a chance to talk or not? It's a different front office. It's a different coaching staff. Yeah, the owner's the same. But the owner isn't making every decision. He's empowering people to make decisions. And the ones he's empowered are the ones that Deshaun has the problem with. And you should never use the phrase "fault" anymore, finals failure of all time. Because now that you got to defend Aaron Rodgers because he never wins. You saying it's all right to win division.
Chris, you're so lame.
No,
with
I'm
the
keeping
damn.
It real.
Stop
you,
bringing
you
up Aaron Rodgers. Is that the only thing you could do? It sounds stupid. We're talking about Deshaun Watson. Can you stick to what we're talking about? Don't get it. Talk about Deshaun Watson. You know what the difference between Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers is? Aaron Rodgers won a championship.
Yeah.
Case closed. Hamilton Burger, it don't matter when he did. And
Here's
you know what? People think Dan Marino's one of the greatest quarterbacks. He never won. Oh, well. People think Brett Favre's a great quarterback. He won one championship. People think Drew Brees is a great quarterback. He won one championship. Stop. Stop with it. It's just ridiculous.
I just want you to be consistent. You're
I
the
am
reporter.
Consistent. I eat a bran muffin every day.
You're consistently not funny with your corny jokes is what you are. Look, be consistent. You're the reporter. You always say that. Have the same standards for everybody. But now you got to find a way to make Aaron look good. So, like I said, make LeBron look good, too. Don't call him the finals for folk. Because he gets there. That's a great accomplishment. Don't poo-poo it. Don't say Tom Brady would be a total failure if he didn't get to the Super Bowl. Keep it consistent, my man, Mr. Reporter. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on this heated discussion. What are your thoughts on the Deshaun Watson situation in Houston? We will continue the conversation with you next. I, Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could.
would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Phyllis, what is this? I know you know,
this
Rob.
This is very special. This is Phyllis, the show Phyllis. You know Cloris Leachman?
Oh,
used
the
to
one
be on Mary Tyler Moore. She just died.
Yeah.
This was finally, she got her own show. So I wanted to play this to celebrate her life. Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, she was on Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah. Did this show do well?
It was on for a few years. It was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
She was, I remember, yeah. I saw it the other day on TV. And, okay, good one. It's TV theme show, theme song Thursday. And it's been a heated Thursday already. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
That's because my apartment didn't get painted.
I was
going to
say, Rob Parker's so upset that he's throwing bombs because his apartment is half painted right now. You call Farmers today and get yourself a quote on your new auto insurance. All right, let's get to the calls, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson wanting OUT?
All right, Albert in Honolulu, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Albert?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's everybody
doing
today?
Good.
Well, fellas, this subject's kind of a sensitive subject, man. I appreciate the man. You know, I'm a Bears fan, so I'm still mad that, you know, we picked Mitchell Trubisky over him. But this new era of guys just wanting now all of a sudden just because, you know, stuff isn't going their way, just not, you know, it'd be crazy for the Texans to give up on him. They still got 7 years of control on him. He's a franchise quarterback. He's 25. They ain't going to find somebody even remotely close to as good as him.
How about this? How about this? And they might not find somebody quite as good, but how about if you trade him to the Jets and you get the first pick and you take Trevor Lawrence?
That's a gamble. We don't know.
The Jets don't have the first pick. The Jets don't have the first pick.
Right, you're right. The second pick.
Second, first.
And you wouldn't get him. You get Justin. You get the kid. Well, they've got a couple good quarterbacks.
yeah, you got Justin Fields as an option, but still, right. You know, those guys aren't guaranteed yet. He's already put in the work. We already know what he's going to do. So why would you take that risk?
They do have that leverage. Situation? They but do Albert, have the leverage Albert. Where they could basically make him either – you're either going to retire or you're not going – or you're not – you know. You either Albert. Retire or you're not getting – you're playing for us.
Right,
they could do
right.
that.
Albert, you know? Albert, do you want somebody who doesn't want to be a part of your organization or be on your team? I would not hold anybody. Just like the Rockets had to get rid of James Harden. Once a guy doesn't want to be there, it's not good for the rest of the team. It's not good for the organization.
No, for sure. I completely agree with that. But when it comes to a franchise quarterback, you find a way to make him happy. Winning solves everything, right? So win. If you want to make him happy, win. That'll make him happy.
Well, all right, Albert. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Before I trade him, I would try to sit down with him and have a conversation. But apparently he's not returning their calls.
Yeah,
I would be like, we're gonna talk.
Yeah. Once he doesn't call you back, you know how that is. It's over. Right. Dre in Michigan, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What it do, peoples?
What's up,
man?
I'm good. Ryan, man, it's the third time this week you don't let me down, bro. I know you Queen Rays, but Detroit claim you, bro. How you don't paint your own house, man?
I don't paint I'm not a good painter.
I told him turn in his man card on the
what? That man, painting is a man's thing?
You from the D, bro. You represent us. You represent me.
Y'all ain't looking look, too hard.
At least don't
right
put it
now.
On the radio.
The
don't tell
soft.
Everybody on the radio.
So wait a minute, you paint your own place?
Man, I paint my basement, my kids' room, my room, any room, wow. Man. I do
Rob
all that, bro.
Rob didn't cut his grass either.
Not when I was a kid.
No. So I know he ain't cleaned his own pool back in Southfield.
Man, come on.
It's cool.
You know I had a pool cleaner. Come on.
Rob petties every week.
Yeah, right.
Man,
what you trying
okay.
to
every month?
All right. Well,
go ahead. What's your point?
I have no problem with Deshaun Watson out, man. They traded away his number one wide receiver. You don't involve him in your coaching process, which I think is very important for a quarterback because you're the one running the plays. Why would you – if he – well, they might have brought somebody in that want to run the West Coast system.
Dre,
it's very
hold on.
Important.
Dre, let me stop you real quick.
Being in the conversation. In
Dre,
the
let me stop you.
It's not
he signed that contract after they traded his Hopkins. That was so if he was that disturbed by it or looked like the organization's going the wrong way, how could they take that guy from me? He could have said something right then and there. I don't want to be a part of it. He signed the deal after. That's why I don't buy into it. If you were that upset, you could have stopped the train.
We are going to move on to the NBA in a moment with our guest Eddie House, the NBA champion. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the iCouple. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. Hit it! You know who's up when you hear the funky music. That three-point sniper, that NBA champion, our man, Eddie House. What up,
Eddie?
Bro? What's happening, brothers? Man, it's been a minute. It's been a
I
minute.
Know.
It has.
I don't know. Happy New Year. Have we had you on since the New Year?
No, we haven't, but it's getting okay. a little long for that. But Happy New Year to you too, brother.
It's dark.
Hey, and speaking of that, hey, God bless. Cicely Tyson, so let's say that. Sports, but hey, but sign me up for 96 as long as I can wipe my booty. As if I could do that myself, I'm cool. Keep me there.
No doubt about it. Did you know Sekou Smith too, Eddie? Did you know him at all?
Yeah. I'm not like personally, but you know, throughout the business, just bumping into him a few times. Yeah, God bless his soul as well. It's been a tough stretch here, man. People been falling off, man. That's why we got to thank God for what we have, man.
Absolutely. Well, we don't have as long as usual, but let's get to it. Last night, Philadelphia beats the Lakers. Magic Johnson tweeted before the game it was a NBA Finals preview. What are your thoughts on that?
I won't say that right now. I think there's still teams that the 76ers, even though they're atop of the Eastern Conference right now, I still think you have to look at Milwaukee. They've been a team that's been there. That you have to, and the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, come on,
both of us.
I'm just saying, and they're figuring it out, you know, and they're doing it, you know, on the fly. You know, they didn't have a training camp. They had Kyrie go on a hiatus. But what I love about all of this, we know they got a capable scorer that could lead the league in scoring, and he's out there being a facilitator. But he's right. At the time, and that is scary because what he is able to do is get all them off, not worry about shots, still finish with 20, 22. But if he turns it on while they got it on, you know, the object of the game is put the ball in the hole, right, and try to stop somebody from doing it. They got three guys that's pretty tough to stop from putting the ball in the hole.
Let me ask you, did all this pushback, there was an interview with Charles Barkley with The Athletic today talking about the criticism from some players. They don't like what Shaq is saying and what Charles has said and some of the things. I get it. There's a lot more with social media, Eddie, than when you played. But are guys a little too sensitive? Like the idea, first they had a problem with Chris Broussard or Stephen A. or me or Skip or, you know, criticizing them.
And they said
we didn't play, so we don't know what we're talking about. Now they're mad that Charles Barkley and Shaq, who both played at the high level and are their contemporaries for the most part, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, which one is it?
I think it's a combination of both. But number one, I think it is really their sensitivity. Charles played in a grown man's league. Shaq played in a grown man's league. I came in a grown man's league, and on my way out, it started getting younger and younger. I think that when we are criticizing or we are analyzing somebody's game, we got to also remember that's an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 22-year-old. That is a kid right there. So think about how sensitive kids are. You could yell at a kid, and he could start crying. You could yell at a grown man, and he won't say nothing. He just, hey, okay, I understand, whatever. We could go our separate ways. But it's certain things that strike a nerve in youngsters when you are young. You have a sensitive button that could be pressed. And that is not that's just the way the league is now. They're extremely young. So what they do is also take – when they take in a constructive criticism, they taking it personal as opposed to – and looking at it as like, oh, man, that's a grumpy old man. Because nowadays – a lot of these guys don't even know what some of these players did. I was just talking to a young kid today that plays on our team, and he's called him, oh, man, that's just old heads talking about the game. And I try to tell him, no, Shaq and Charles is not just no old heads. It's only been 4,500 players that played in the league, something like that. So, right. And these are Hall of Famers. They have an opportunity to speak on what they know. And if you played at the highest level, you definitely get the right to speak. So, I think that's where it goes. You know, they lost touch of what really it is and how the grind has went because it's been not easy for them to get there, but the path is a lot easier because it's getting younger and younger. So I'm able to get there at 19 years old, where sometimes it maybe took somebody to get there when they was 23, 24, it's a different type of grind.
I want to go back to Brooklyn, Eddie, and you mentioned the offense, and it's a lot of my turn, your turn, but still, they're putting up 120, 130 points a night. Defense is obviously the big question mark, and none of those guys, Durant is a good defender, but Kyrie, not so much, Harden, not so much, and, you know, they gave up Jared Allen, DeAndre Jordan's a little older. I want to ask you, because I know in the NBA it is more about team defense. It's more about effort, commitment to it. How do you turn a team like that, that doesn't have great individual defenders, and I believe you can do it, right, into a good enough defensive team?
Well, you hit it on the head when you said it's a team thing. I'm not asking one person to stop another guy. I'm asking him to give him some resistance, but let's have some help for him. You know, and whoever it is, we go from top to bottom. And I think DeAndre Jordan, excuse me, you say he's long in the tooth. Yeah, he's a little older, but he's still 7 feet tall. He still can change some shots at the rim. Will he be blocking shots like maybe he would be able to? The athleticism might not be exactly the same, but that's a 7-foot frame, and that can still change shots at the rim or at least make somebody make a bad decision as he was going up. Now he's looking to make a pass. And you know you don't leave your feet when you make a pass. That's rule number one in basketball. But so I think that if they spend time on it. Now, this is the thing. If they spend time on it, who do they have on their bench? They have Steve Nash. Love him to death. Former teammate. You know, great player. Really wasn't known for his defensive prowess. You got Mike D'Antoni. Another guy that never – and I played for him. We never spent time on the defensive end.
Never.
As far as watching film and trying to get better. So if they can just spend a little bit more time, spend half of the time that you used to spend on it, on defense, I think that they could be a better defensive team because you got players that are willing to be better defensive players. You look at James Harden, he's got better over the years when people talked about
it. Right.
I think you have willing players. It's just a matter of can you put that all together and make them buy in.
All right, Eddie.
All right. We got to you late, man, so we're going to have to cut it short, but we'll get you back on very soon.
No hey, problem, Eddie. Man. You guys take care.
I need a yes or no real quick. Yes or no. Kurt Schilling Hall of Famer, yes or no, Eddie?
I'll put him in, man. He got the win.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
No! I'm going to text you my column I wrote about him. I'm going to text you the column. All
text
right.
me. I need to read it. But I feel like he's there. You know, Arizona Diamondbacks, what he did with the Red Sox. Come on, man.
Yes, three championships.
It's tough not to give him that credit.
I'm sending it to
Eddie
you.
Eddie knows his baseball, Rob. You know that. All right, that's our man, E. House. Take care, brother.
All right, y'all be easy.
Yep, more of the Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Was this a request? Everybody, we of course know what this one is. A request?
No, that was Alex, I think. Just a little Batman on a TV theme song Thursday.
All right. We have the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS. And you can save a whole lot of something-something, that's money, moolah, cash, kadoosh, on your auto insurance. All right, Rob, I asked Eddie House this question. I'm going to ask it to you. Was last night Lakers-Sixers a finals preview for the NBA?
Not in my estimation. Doesn't Doc Rivers coach the 76ers?
Ooh.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Shots fired.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm not there.
He struggled with the Clippers. I mean, I'm not there. Too much, but he didn't get it
done.
Yeah,
he didn't get it done, and he had a squad. I'm not there yet. I know the Sixers are playing well. I think ultimately, because I don't think Brooklyn is finished. I think they'll add Chris piece or two and a big man. You know, Andre Drummond, that rumor's out there that the Cavaliers might part ways with him. He could go to Brooklyn. That would help immediately. So I'm not all in on Philadelphia. I'm just not.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in on the Lakers, although I think the Clippers will be tough. I think they will meet this year in the Western Conference Finals. I think Ty Lue is doing a great job. Kawhi has had, looks like, the necessary attitude adjustment. And give him credit, Paul George, Rob, is balling, shooting 48% from three. I mean, some of these guys are shooting so well from three, it's just unbelievable. We'll see if he keeps it up, but he's taking about 7 or 8 threes a game and hitting basically half of them. That is impressive, and we know they play defense, those two. So I'm in on the Lakers, though. I want to see AD. We talked about him. He's got to pick it up and play better. But you're right. In the East, that's the question mark for me. And I got Brooklyn. They got three guys that are unstoppable.
You saw like their box score, Chris, almost every night. Gosh. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's like
they
31,
so many open shots,
35, 30, 29. Yeah, every night.
Every shot they take could be an open shot.
Right.
I mean, Harden and Durant, especially, and including Kyrie, too, but especially Harden and Durant, they can make shots that are contested. But with those three on the floor,
somebody's
with the way
they
can all penetrate all the time. All the time. Now, defensively, I like Eddie said, it's just a matter of commitment. And I think, look, Emi Udoka, Jock Vaughn, some of those other assistants, hopefully they're listening to those guys. Because you know Udoka knows that defense is important coming from San Antonio. I imagine maybe Jock Vaughn knows that. Nash probably knows it, but, you know, hopefully they're working on it. But that's the thing. So, yeah, now with Philly, two question marks. One, Simmons still has to start shooting some jumpers. It's in his head, man, because I'm told he shoots them in practice. He shoots threes. He shoots.
You're in
J's.
The NBA. What are you afraid of at this point, Chris? Yeah, it's not like you're seven and you're afraid to shoot right. Because you might shoot an air ball. You're in the NBA
he might
making
shoot
millions
an air
of
ball,
dollars.
But, right.
Huh?
I mean, he might shoot an air ball, but he's fearful of shooting an air ball. I really think that. And he's got to get over it because we know he can't really shoot that well. So nobody's going to mock him if he misses them. But he's got to take them. And the other thing, and look, Joel Embiid, Rob, is having a great year. MVP year. He might very well win it if it were voted on today. It'd be between him and LeBron, I believe.
No, he's playing well. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's no doubt.
But I will say this, I talked about this on First Things First this morning. Philly fans got mad. He still isn't at the rim enough for me. Now, he does lead the league in post-ups, but a lot of his post-ups are 12, 13 feet from the rim, 15 feet from the rim. And as soon as he catches it, he's facing up. So he's playing a lot, and then a lot of times he's out high at the three-point line, at the elbow, at the free throw line. He's 25th in the league in points in the paint and 45th in
that ain't good. That ain't good enough. That ain't good.
Now, I know he gets fouled some, but still, he's 45th in paint touches. And he is just selling themselves a little short. Like, that's an added advantage, Rob, that virtually no other team has. And they should be taking advantage of it a little more. I mean, I like that he shoots the mid-range J so well, but a little more, I think he needs to be closer to the rim. But we'll see. It's early, a lot of ball to be played. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.